dictation for Elanders, yes, Elandusyoung. The date of birth is 7/17/1958. Date of accident, 1/17/2022. Date of service is 11/13/2023. I'm sorry, 11/14/2023. The patient presents with a history of pain ongoing in the neck, lower back, left shoulder, and the right knee as a result of an automobile accident. Allegedly, the patient was walking in front in a crosswalk on 8 Mile Road when he was hit on January 17, 2022, at 6:30 A.M. Result of the accident, patient passed out. He had a head injury with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, memory loss, and incontinence of the urine bowel. Currently, report that his pains are going on, and they are 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of neck, lower back, left shoulder, and the right knee. Some pain in the chest is also reported. He's using cane to walk, and he's using weed for some pain relief, and even cocaine he has used. He reports that he is having a severe nightmare, panic, anxiety. He's only able to sleep for 2 hours. He's quite depressed and not suicidal and not homicidal. He can walk up to one or two blocks with the use of cane, and he can stand and sit, but after 20 minutes, it become painful. His ADLs are affected 10. He does not report any radiation of the pain at this time to the arm or legs in a dermatome fashions. He did receive 2 injections of lumbar epidural on 10/13 and 10/27. He's still about to have more injections for lumbar and a sacroiliac joint injection times 2 for diagnostic and 1 or 2 injections for the cervical. And based on the findings of the MRIs, the MR findings were positive for partial tear of 50% of the supraspinatus segment with anterior tear. In the MRI for the spine, patient has bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, L2-3, L3-4, and also disc herniation of, sorry, bulging disc at C7-T1, T5-6, and he has evidence of fusion of C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, T5-6, C6-7 from the previous surgery prior to this accident. Oh, sorry, at the time of this accident. Everything looks good in the neck upon X-rays. Only issue is that he may benefit from 1 or 2 injections of the cervical epidural if the pains persist. He has been referred to neuropsych therapy as well as evaluation and a neuropsych and counseling. Please review the chart for his ADLs, for the system review, and for substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination is blood pressure 154/100, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from a previous visit of 10/12/2023. Dictation number is 1013-020. The diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue the treatments along with the injection treatments as advised by the MRI findings. He's been referred to orthopedic surgery previously for his shoulder and right knee issues. So far, no surgery is planned. His caseworker is arranging all that. He has seen Dr. Gary Gilliard, but no surgery has been contemplated. His medications are provided to him, which are Celebrex 200 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Elavil 50 milligrams at night for GAD disorder pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for the nerve relief, Puricet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient is in a reasonable repair. The accident has been more than a year and a half ago. His case is undergoing pretty good. His treatments are going good. His physical therapy has been ordered to continue once a week until we receive some confirmation from the therapist. No records have been obtained. And he's been advised to use a home treatment, yoga and infrared devices, and heat treatment like lying in a bath with the warm water. He stays off work. Also, replacement, transportation, and case management are ordered for him. Thank you.